Kid immediately throws a drop kick, and his opponent here is Gintatsu Sato. And, you know, it's just a real quick match like the Lightning Kid likes to have. As you can see, it's a huge ring, and he's not confined by any walls or ceilings. You know, he could really show his stuff in Japan, and being the first American ever in a three-year conception of this promotion, the people really took to him. He was successful every night. We ran, I believe it was five cards, and a flying dropkick off the top rope there. The crowds really took him. They love that high-flying action, very fast-paced. And the Japanese and also the Lucha Libre style is like that. The Japanese style is more technical wrestling, a lot of devastating maneuvers. There Gintatsu tries for a pin, but Lightning kicks out. You know, and as you'll see as the match progresses, there's a Frankensteiner right there, which caught a lot of people by surprise. But there's not a lot of crowd reaction on the videotape because, you know, it's only for video only, and there wasn't much crowd reaction there.
You know, we've talked so many times. In the United States, unfortunately, we're spoiled